Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Dodgers fans have their brooms in hand after Game 3 of the World Series. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports from New York.
The Dodgers have taken a commanding 3-0 lead in the World Series after defeating the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3. It took L.A. only three batters to take command of Game 3. Shohei Ohtani led off with a 4-pitch walk from Clark Schmidt. After Mookie Betts flew out, Freddie Freeman continued his sizzling hitting by lining a home run into the right field seats for a 2-0 Dodgers lead. Freeman has homered in each of the three series games.
I've just been seeing the ball very well, obviously not missing mistakes. Hopefully we just can keep it going tomorrow. We got one more.
L.A. added single runs in the third and sixth innings on RBI singles by Mookie Betts and Kike Hernandez. Walker Buehler and six relievers kept the Yankees from scoring until two out in the ninth inning when Alex Verdugo hit a two-run homer. But Michael Kopech struck out Gleyber Torres with Juan Soto on deck to preserve the win and put the Dodgers one win away from their second World Series title in the last five seasons.
Back with football, basketball, and hockey after this. Pro football, the Steelers continue their hot start with a victory over the Giants. Correspondent Chuck Freeman tells the tale.
The Steelers have won their last two games with Russell Wilson at the quarterback spot and three wins overall. They broke away from a grinder of a game to beat the Giants 26-18. Calvin Austin III snapped off a 73-yard punt return to swing the game in the Steelers' favor in the third quarter, says Coach Mike Tomlin.
You know, we were ready to break this thing open, man. I talked to Calvin before on third down before he took the field. He'd just been close for a couple of weeks, and I thought it was his time, and he thought it was his time, and he delivered.
Austin also caught a touchdown pass. Najee Harris ran for 114. The Giants tried to potentially tie the game on the final drive, but quarterback Daniel Jones threw an interception to end that hope. Tyrone Tracy Jr. rushed for 145 for the Giants.
Pro basketball, a four-time champion and two-time MVP, is set to miss some time with an injury. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Stephen Curry will miss at least the next two games for the Warriors, nursing an injured ankle that he hurt in a loss to the Clippers. Curry had an MRI exam after the game that showed no structural damage and revealed a left peroneal strain. He had 18 points in the game and is averaging 18.3 through three games this season. The team said he would be reevaluated Friday. Golden State plays consecutive home games against the Pelicans. Their next game after Curry is examined again is Saturday at Houston.
In action on the floor, the Celtics improved to 4-0 by bouncing the Bucks 119-108. Jaylen Brown was team high with 30 points, 21 of them in the second half.
A lot of my shots come in the paint, you know, and I feel great about that over the course. You know, I've been efficient for the last few years, so getting good looks, getting 2 feet in the paint, ever deter you, so. Going forward, that's where I make my money at, is in the paint.
Also in the 4-0 club is the Cavaliers. They got the best of the Knicks 110-104. Cleveland coach Kenny Atkinson knows why his team ended up in the W column.
They had 11 offensive rebounds in the first half, and the second half we held them to two. And that was really, really, for us, the story of the game. Once we took care of the boards, we got out in transition, then our talent... talent took over.
At the opposite end of the spectrum are the Pistons, 0-4 after falling at Miami 106-98, and the Jazz 0-3 thanks to a 110-102 defeat to Dallas. In the rest of the Monday NBA play, Orlando beat Indiana 119-115. It was Washington 121, Atlanta 119. The Nuggets went overtime to slip past Toronto 127-125. The Bulls were better than the Grizzlies 126-123. Houston won in San Antonio 106-101. The Suns beat the Lakers 109-105. Both teams are 3-1. And Sacramento defeated Portland 111-98. Hockey, Toronto won in Winnipeg 6-4. It was the Jets' first defeat after opening the season with 8 straight wins. Meanwhile, another streak came to a close when San Jose rallied to defeat Utah in overtime 5-4. This after the Sharks began the season 0-7-2. In other overtime action, Tampa Bay got by Nashville 3-2, and Carolina won in Vancouver 4-3. The remaining Monday NHL games went like this. Panthers 5, Sabres 2. Blue Jackets routed the Oilers 6-1. The Blackhawks came on strong late to win at Colorado 5-2, and Vegas blanked Calgary 5-0. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,